stop living your life like you're buried in the sand. You know, so many times we go through our lives just going to work and going home, having dinner and just doing the same thing over and over and over again, not living our lives to the full potential, not living our passions, just living each day one at a time. And, you know, when you really dive into like what you're passionate about, what your dreams are, and what you want to do with the rest of your life, you know, it can really, if you keep that in the forefront of your mind, it can really help you overcome a lot of the obstacles of not moving forward where you need to be in order to be able to live your life to its fullest, you know, which ultimately is being happy. You know, are you living your life according to everybody else's plan? Or have you made a plan for yourself and you're actually living and taking the steps you need to in order to be able to, you know, just live each day in happiness, in gratitude, being thankful for other people and things that you have in your life instead of always wanting more. And, you know, for me, that's really important to be able to just even want to get out of bed the next day. You know, so many times, you know, people get stuck, you know, as if their head is buried in the sand, like an ostrich, you know, and actually an ostrich doesn't actually put its head in the sand, you know, it will use its head to like dig a hole and bury its eggs. So there's a method behind that madness, but, you know, it's not there on purpose, not seeing beyond the sand, you know, and if we're living our lives stuck, living our lives feeling like we're not moving forward, then we might as well be that ostrich just appearing as if we're sticking our head in the sand, not wanting to look at everything that's going on in life, not willing to actually take those steps forward for what we want to do. And tapping into our greatness, tapping into, you know, our blessings and things that we are grateful in life for, it's almost like reminding ourselves daily to take that step forward where we need to, so we could actually be where it is that we want to be. You know, and I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more important it is for me to finally stand up and do what I want to do with my life. You know, knowing that, you know, the kids are taken care of, you know, I've got two adult children and one still living at home, but I went from being a mom and pretty much only doing mom things and losing touch with the reality of who I am as a person. And by, you know, actually looking at my dreams and my passions, I've been able to take the steps forward that have been needed for me to be happy, you know, and to be looking forward to my future and not just counting down the days. You know, these last 5 years have been, you know, absolutely amazing. It's been, you know, an emotional roller coaster in so many ways as I discover, you know, who I am, what's important to me, and exactly what I have overcome to become who I am today. You know, I've been able to be a part of 2 separate books that both went #1 international bestsellers that opened up a lot of communication, a lot of conversations with people about passion and about what we have been through in life to become who we are today. And what we need to do to be who we want to be in the future. And just by taking those steps forward, you know, reading motivational books, being around people that are positive in our lives, people that are supporting us in every way, shape, and form. You know, they're not the naysayers, they're the cheerleaders. They're happy for you for the steps that you're taking and applauding you on, or locking arms with you and just being like, you know what, let's make our dreams come true. So what is it that you have done today, you know, that you're going to do tomorrow in order to make sure that you're one step closer to all of your dreams? What are you going to do to become unstuck?